The fact is that while Mia Ataur Rahman Sahib, Attu Mia he is called, was sent here to investigate on some material, old historical material relating to Ahmadiyyat, he came across a piece of information that some article has been written by Russian scholars under the government auspices. And that article was published, was written in fact to be included in a sort of encyclopedia which deals with the Eastern religions. And that article, particular article, was on Ahmadiyyat. That is what he heard. He tried to find out if he could get that article from here in England. He was told that that article has not been released against the normal tradition, of course, has not been released to the world libraries. So he wrote to, he made the British, what's that library, what's it called? Now the big library here is, what is the name of that library? British Museum Library, correct. It is the British Museum Library which he approached, and they cooperated and they wrote to Moscow that we have heard that such and such article is in existence. Could you kindly send a copy to us? And they ultimately did send a copy to. That was the article which I had translated, because we were after it, by two or three different authorities, so that if there is a mistake, then we understand where the mistake lies. Now, after due corrections, I have got that recorded in our library. This article is written, in fact, by two authors. One was the original one who was appointed by the concerned Russian department to investigate on Ahmadiyyat. And that author went to India and even went to Qadian, but didn't come to Pakistan. And after making investigations, he made certain very strongly worded false allegations against Ahmadiyyat. It was quite apparent that he was talking through the mouth of the Ahmadiyya's enemies, and the author had himself no real knowledge. In the same article, there is a commentary on that author by some higher authority, and that is very interesting. That authority says, criticizes the author and says, it seems that this investigator has only met the hostile elements from India and has not approached Ahmadis themselves or tried to understand their position. And he says a few things are very obviously wrong which have been mentioned by the author. And during this criticism, he mentions two things. Number one, he says that our investigator has taken the position that Ahmadiyyat is a very irrational version of Islam and illogical. So it is rejected. The commentator, who belongs to a superior, who is a superior authority, he says this is absurd, this allegation against Ahmadiyyat, because we know that all the intelligentsia of 19th century were deeply influenced by Ahmadiyyat, and again the same was the course in the early 20th century. There was none of the Muslim intelligentsia which was not deeply influenced. So it was, if it was irrational, how could they be influenced? And secondly, he says that what the most important thing to be studied is this, that what influenced all the various classes, because he says that Ahmadiyyat hailed following from all the classes, the highest and the lowest. And despite hostility, it went on spreading. Then he quotes that this is a fact that of all the sects in Islam, this is the only sect which can claim widest acceptance in the world. No other sect can claim or boast that it is found in 100 countries, for instance. Some sets are found in some countries, and the overflow is found in the neighboring countries, but they are not found in all the countries. But this one particular sect has spread all over the world and is found almost in every country. And he says that in Russia too, this sect is present. Although they have broken ties with their center, but we know for certain that Ahmadiyyat is still in existence in Russia. He says what the author should have analyzed was why. Why they are popular? One of the reasons is that some of the claims of showing miracles which were made by Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, the founder, were strangely enough fulfilled exactly as he had prophesied. This is one thing which he admits. Being an atheist, he has the courage and honesty to admit that, while these mullahs from Islam, they don't have the honesty and courage to accept it. He quotes two, some cases, and out of those I quote two, for instance. Number one, he mentions Sheikh Abdul Haq Sahib of Lahore. He says this is an established fact. There is no falsehood about it. That there was someone who was serving in some government department, some non-Ahmadi, elderly man, who wrote once to Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani that he has two wives and he is an old man. And one of the wives is barren. She is not fertile. And he wants him to pray for him so that Allah gives him a son with long life, a healthy son. And that son should be born by the wife which he has in mind, not by any wife. So Mirza Sahib not only prayed, but he had it written to him that you will have it. And strangely enough, he had chosen the infertile wife, the barren one, which was older, and it was she who gave birth to the son. So he said, this is an established fact. How it could happen, chance, whatever, we are not concerned. But when people in the Punjab saw such things, how could they say that there is nothing in it? So we have to fight such evidence when we take on Ahmadiyyat as it is. That is the logical attitude taken by the commentator. And second instance which he quotes is that of Abdul Karim. He says, we know positively that when somebody is bitten by a rabid dog, and that rabidity once attacks him, there is absolutely no treatment to known science. A man by the name of Abdul Karim found himself in such an unfortunate situation. He was bitten by a dog once, no treatment was given to him, and later on, suddenly that disease erupted. And when he was sent to a town near Shimla, Solan, a town near Shimla, there were special doctors about it and are concerned with this particular aspect, this particular disease. He was sent because there was no better treatment available anywhere else. So they received a telegram from there that nothing can be done for poor Abdul Karim. But he is past the stage of recovery. Somebody requested to Mirza Sahib to make a special prayer for him. He not only prayed, but he declared that Allah has heard that prayer. He meant Shafa, but he didn't know what the true import of Shafa was. He said a special prayer was made. And said that he will recover. And he did recover. This is again a fact, proven fact. So he said, when people from the Punjab all around saw these things, they were deeply impressed, and this is one of the reasons why they started believing in him. He said, you should put things in true perspective. These are the facts of life, and they have not to be distorted. They should be presented as they are. When I read that, I thought from inside perhaps he had become an Ahmadi, because being an atheist, how could he support this evidence without contradicting it in any way? He doesn't add his own comments by way of reflections or possibilities, this may or may have happened. Just simple statement and leaves it at that. That is the article to which I was referring.